أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عالم غيب السماوات والأرض إنه عليم بذات الصدور هو الذي جعلكم خلائف في الأرض فمن كفر فعليه كفره ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم عند ربهم إلا مقتا ولا يزيد الكافرين كفرهم إلا خسارا صدق الله العظيم. The ayat immediately before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the people in the fire of Jahannam, وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا, that in the fire of Jahannam they will cry in it, رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا. They cry and the plea will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, take us out, remove us from the fire of Jahannam so that we will practice righteous deeds, غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلْ, deeds besides those that we had practiced when we were in the world. In response to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made one response, and that response was that the lifespan that we had given you, was that not sufficient for a person to have taken heed, to have realized and understood the realities of hereafter, and the limit of this world is just for a few days and then one will continue the journey. Another response Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes is here, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَالِمُ غَيْبِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of the unseen, of the skies and the earth. Now we discussed this on several occasions, that when we speak about ghaib, when we speak about the unseen, then there is nothing that is unseen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything. But ghaib is insofar as our eyes are concerned, insofar as makhluk is concerned, that there are things that we cannot see and that is ghaib to us. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in our terms that what is unseen to you, that is seen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not only seen, it is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Whatever you see, that is also seen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no unseen insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So here Allah says that He is the knower of the unseen of the skies and the earth. In other words, Allah knows that even if it was possible, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have removed them from the fire of Jahannam, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent them back to this earth, not one time, not 10 times, 70 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, then even then in the knowledge of Allah it was known that these people would have come back to this earth and once again they would have become obsessed with this material world and once again they would have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and again this would have happened and there would have been no gain for them, they would have not benefited in the slightest bit. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this very clear that they would have never ever reformed once they come into this world. One very important aspect with regards to this is that we should never become obsessed with this material world and we should always realize our journey. We should never get stuck into this world but realize that there is this onward journey. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of what is in the hearts. Whatever is in the hearts of people, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of it. Now here there are several aspects. One is insofar as our a'mal, insofar as our deeds are concerned, that our good deeds sometimes show out in front of people. But the heart with which the deeds were carried out, the ikhlas and the sincerity, that knowledge is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows sometimes the ills of our hearts, the ill intentions with regards to future planning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our hearts with regards to our attitude towards this world, our belief with regards to the hereafter. All that is known to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made you successors of those in the earth. There were those people that had come before us. Adam alayhi salatu was salam had come, his immediate progeny had come, and then the next generation had come, and it is the next generation, and then this ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has made us successors of the previous umam that had come. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you are the culmination of 70 major ummats that had come before you. In other words, many, many ummats had come, and you have come as a culmination to all this. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَعَلَيْهِ كُفْرُ. Whoever disbelieves, his kufr, his disbelief will be against him. In other words, there is no loss to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the whole of mankind can disbelieve in Allah Rabbul Izzat, the loss is to that individual. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا مَقَتَى. And the kufr and the disbelief of a disbeliever will not increase him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but anger and annoyance. وَلَا يَزِيدُ الْكَافِرِينَ كُفْرُهُمْ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. And the disbelief of a kafir will not increase him but in loss. In other words, his loss will be most manifest, and there is nobody loses by the kufr of another individual. Now again, there are some that have stated that this word kufr should be used, or rather translated in its literal sense, and that is ingratitude, that if a person is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be his own loss, and it wouldn't be the loss of any other individual. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything. Allah ta'ala knows what is in our hearts, and we should also understand and realize this. We should internalize it. We should try and visualize it, and we should become very vigilant of the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the knower of the intention of our amal and our deeds. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.